It's Friday, July 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Record low layoffs and big plans to hire. Right to repair may come federally. And is Cloud PC coming next week? This is the Business of Tech. Bit more data now on the state of hiring. Companies are holding on to their people. A new record low for layoffs and discharges in the new jobs data. The rate fell to 0.9% in May, a record dating back to 2001. Companies are planning to hire. A West Monroe executive poll indicates 77% of respondents plan to hire additional workers in the third quarter, and only 4% expect to do layoffs. Asked about the biggest challenges in hiring, 51% said not enough people with the right skill set, and hiring and retention of the workforce is the number one threat to their business at 49%. Cyber attacks were 13%. LinkedIn is reporting in its July workforce reports more about hiring too. Overall, hardware and networking hiring increased 3.3% year over year and jumped 2.7% month over month. Hiring in the software and IT services space increased 62.3% year over year and jumped 8.9% month over month. Now, why do we care? I think owners and managers should be hyper aware of the power individual workers have right now and be planning accordingly. This is more than salary. It's skills training, total compensation, quality of life, the works. Smaller companies have the ability to be agile here and know that investing in workers right now is not optional. Over-index here. It's a matter of survival and flourishing. Right to repair may be coming at the federal level. Bloomberg is reporting that President Biden will shortly be directing the Federal Trade Commission to draft regulations for empowering consumers. Farmers are expected to be the primary beneficiary, but the phone manufacturers are a possible target. Also on the legal front, multiple U.S. states have filed an antitrust suit against Google around the App Store, alleging monopoly power. This is the fourth antitrust lawsuit filed against Google by the U.S. government in the past year. Launching today is a campaign by the Communication Workers of America focused on three requirements to the broadband portion of the infrastructure package: prohibiting companies from interfering with union organizing who get federal funding, banning use of federal funds to hire subcontractors, and requiring companies to pay a prevailing wage. While I'm on policy, Newsweek has a piece on the funding for cybersecurity and law enforcement, and asks the question, how is funding of police departments linked to cybersecurity when internal priorities, including officers, cars, and weapons, are competing for resources? Now, why do we care? Thematically, regulation is coming. In many ways, the trend here is to protect the small. Right to repair protects consumers, antitrust protects small developers, and the union campaign is about protecting workers from the large broadband companies. And that leaves the question, how do we finance that security? I apply a lens of protect people, not companies, in my thinking. It seems to align with the actions being taken. Something to look for next week. ZDNet is reporting that Microsoft's Cloud PC virtualization service will be announced next week at the company's annual Inspire Partner Conference. Now, why do we care? I'm super eager to see how this one turns out. In the context of thinking about securing endpoints, what if a customer could just have Microsoft do it? An old-school MSP with their centralized vulnerable toolkit against Microsoft with their nation-state-level security operation. Compare. Next week should be interesting. Think you know PC-matic? Think again. PC-matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There will be a bonus episode, Should You Throw Out Your RMM? That comes out tomorrow, and I'll be back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.